Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Muhammad Amir, Muhammad Amir. Date of birth is 9/18/1986. Date of accident 4/1/2022. Date of service is 5/1/2023. Mr. Muhammad Amir is a victim of a road accident and he is being followed up today. He was involved in a T-bone accident on a passenger side while he was driving a Honda Accord sedan. And the accident occurred in Taylor, leading to headaches without any symptoms of TBI. However, he started having severe pain in the neck due to the neck whiplash, severe pain in the lower back, and pain in the right elbow, right thumb. He is wearing a splint for the right thumb, which is helping him. He has a poor grip, he has a difficult time lifting his right arm beyond 90 degrees, although pain in the neck is also 8, lower back pain is 9. There is a radiation of pain to the across the both scapulas and across the shoulders, more towards the right side, as well as pain in both the legs, including both buttocks, both thighs, and a posterior part of the leg and foot and toes posteriorly. He is able to walk well, but their walk is limited and painful. He is unable to go back to the work on a regular job. And at this time, he reports that his thumb has improved. He has a moderate pain in the right knee, which is around 6. And the pain in the neck and the lower back is around 7. The shooting pain in the buttocks and the both the legs is less often than before, and he does have a 50% improvement in the pain. He does have a poor grip on the right side due to the pain in the thumb and elbow, which are improving. He did undergo 2 epidural injections, 12/7/2022 and 1/30/2023. After that, he was having a religious fasting and it could not be done more sooner. He is taking medications, physical therapy regularly. He is also trying acupuncture. He was found to have a left sacroiliac joint involved during the examination in the earlier time. And he has a swelling and pain in the posterior part of the knee, especially involving the popliteus muscle. The patient is ready for further injections, treatment, especially focusing on the lumbar and cervical. His pain in the cervical and lumbar is almost worse, and also to the left sacroiliac joint, although both sacroiliac joints are found tender. And he has a issue with the walking, bending down, and ADLs. He reports that ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and especially affecting the general activity and mood to the level of 6. Pain level usually is between 6 and 7. Most of his pain in the right knee is in the posterior part of the knee. There is no pain in the supra and infrapatellar tendon area. System review, please check the chart. Additional history, please review the chart. Substance abuse and compliance history, please review the chart. And medications. Physical examination does reveal the following. Blood pressure is 126 over 93, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is coming from the previous visit, which is dated 3/29/2023. Dictation number 0413-009. The plan is to we advise the patient to have an intra-articular injection of the right knee to bring relief for the finding of sprain of the anterior cruciate ligament that was found in the MRI. We discussed all the MRIs in detail with the patient, including the cervical MRI, which shows herniated disc at C2-3, C3-4, C5 and 6, bulging disc at C4-5 and C6-7. And a thoracic disc herniation T2 and T3. And a herniated disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. He also is found to have a left hydronephrosis with prominence of renal pelvis, possibility of some stone in the kidney system, for which he is visiting his physician. He's been advised that 4 to 5 injections of the lumbar LESI and CESI are required to bring him relief. He should continue doing his physical therapy for the area, including stretching, spine traction, and possibly a shoulder injection also is advised to the supraspinal disc tendon. If his pain is not improved, we may have to do a MRI for his right shoulder as well. Thank you. Medication-wise, patient was provided Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ultram 50 mg 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain relief, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Purifect 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. So far the patient is stable and he's mobile. And he's not using any adapter device. He's not wearing a knee brace or he's advised to wear a knee brace. Thank you.